This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 11th. God's word to you today is, don't miss it. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 51, verses 1, 4, and 10, and it says, have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. The fifth Mara I have been asked to speak to is the Mara of missed opportunities. There are certain positions that you know that you cannot attain in your strength. There are certain positions you know that even if an election was conducted within your family, it will not be in your favor. Positions that only God could have put you there, but you messed it up. I pray that in His mercy, God will turn it around for you in Jesus' name. What exactly did Esau do to become the firstborn son of Isaac? Nothing. In fact, he came out with Jacob grasping his heel because Jacob wanted to be the firstborn, even from the womb. But God still ensured that Esau broke through and emerged as the firstborn. However, sometimes being favored can be a challenge. One of the challenges of being heavily favored is that you take it for granted. Esau took it for granted, and he paid dearly for it. He disdained what he had. So he sold the birthright to Jacob. Sadly, there are people who are heavily anointed and favored, but they are trading it away for worldly pleasures. Esau valued the plate of stew over his birthright. He said, "Let me enjoy myself first. We can talk about the importance of this birthright later." Esau did not realize that at that moment of pleasure, when he willfully sold his birthright to Jacob, was when he lost his rights to the blessing. I know a lot of people are of the opinion that Jacob stole the birthright. Did Jacob steal the birthright? He did not. That is not stealing. It is a transaction. Jacob did not steal it. He valued it. Esau did not value it. You can say Jacob bought it for next to nothing, but the truth is that Jacob paid for it. Once you have paid for something, it is yours. When the blessing was about to be given, Esau went and prepared the venison at the instruction of his father. Esau wanted to collect the blessing of the birthright he had sold, perhaps even decades ago. Who was the thief? Esau was the thief. Because God will be just, Jacob got it. His mother tipped him off, strengthened his heart, prepared the food for him, and got the birthright that rightfully belonged to him. I know that is not the conventional school of thought. The way with blessings is, once it is gone, it is gone. Genesis 27 verse 34 says, when Esau heard his father's words, he let out a loud and bitter cry. Oh, my father, what about me? Bless me too, he begged. This is the Mara of missed opportunity. This was the bitter cry Esau should have let out years ago. Never ever disdain the anointing of favor on your life. Be mindful of where God has put you. Let us pray. Father, have mercy on me, according to the measure of your loving kindness. Cleanse my heart and make it loyal to you. Let it please you to restore me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.